I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Yesterday, the doors opened on the annual Consumer Electronics Show in sunny Las Vegas. That's the world's largest gathering of gadget geeks. Even against the backdrop of recession, there's still a frenzy out there in the desert. Our intrepid technology guru, Mario Armstrong, has waded through the cavernous floor of the convention, and he's with us now. Hi, Mario.
Hey, Farai. excuse me. Hey, Farai. How are you?
I'm great.
I called you Farai. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. It's all right. I have had a lot of pronunciation. And I know you do know how to pronounce the name. But anyway, there's so much going on, and it sounds like you probably have been out partying. You may say it's a cold, but I know the truth secretly.
Party, no.
So what's going on with this new netbook by Vio? I've seen it all over, the tech blogs, and I understand that you've taken a look at it. And tell us what it is, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Sony Vio P is what they're actually calling the model number of this. This is a smaller laptop. This is probably the ideal laptop size. It's larger than a typical BlackBerry, but it's smaller than your 15-inch standard laptop that you currently carry around. This is 1.4 pounds, very, very light. It's only an 8-inch screen. So most laptops usually start off at 10 or 12 inches for the small. So this is very small. It's very thin for, I mean, you could put this in a purse or a backpack, and it's so stylish. But really what's blown, I think, a lot of people away about this particular device is that, A, it's easy to carry. It runs regular Windows operating system software on it, beautiful resolution, and it has a built-in Verizon high-speed, what they call EVDO is a technical term, but basically cellular broadband connection, all built into this one device. I'm just in awe, floored by this particular product.
You have a crush.
I do have a crush. And it's funny because at CES you see a lot of glitz, a lot of clutter, and a lot of things, and you're really trying to get through and sift through it all. So, and I'm immune to it. So I see a lot of things. So it really has to really move me in order for me to kind of be like really standing behind it or really be excited about something.
Yeah, I'm actually interested to check it out myself. But there's so many other things. There's something called Boxee. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, Boxee, B-O-X-E-E .tv is their web address. Boxee. What they've done for right, one of the big trends that I'm seeing in 2009 CES is the convergence of hardware and software to make it easier for us to watch internet video programming on our home televisions. So I don't know about you, but have you ever tried to connect your computer to your TV so that you could watch, say, YouTube or Hulu.com or any web videos?
I've tried my best to avoid that situation.
And most people do the same. It's kind of complicated. It's too technical. So you're seeing companies now try to really simplify the process of, look, people want to be able to use a regular standard remote. So Boxee offers you a regular standard TV remote, and your television is essentially connected to the internet. And so you use an on-screen menu like you would normally do, like a TV guide, but you might be accessing content that's on the web or over the air from NBC. So it could be from Hulu.com or YouTube, or it could be coming from ABC or CBS.
But how much does something like this cost?
Well, it's a service. What's interesting about this company is that they're brand new. They're in alpha mode right now, so they aren't even in beta just yet. But they're getting a lot of praise and a lot of traffic because of the simplification process that people want to access internet video content easily at home.
So when you say it's in alpha mode, does that mean it's available or it will be soon?
Yeah, so you have to sign up. What that means is go to buy. If you really want to find out more about it, you have to jump onto their mailing list and hopefully get a access code so that you can get granted access to try out the service.
All right, so that's a little bit of the gadgety side of things, but I want to talk very quickly about a couple big companies. Intel, you spoke with Craig Barrett, the CEO. Anything interesting pop up?
Yeah, and chairman of Intel, man, this guy is phenomenal, Craig Barrett, because, you know, you wonder when you talk to people that are at such a high level, do they really have a sense of what's going on at the grassroots level? And he really did. I was very impressed with our one-on-one time with him. Intel, as many people know, are responsible for the microprocessors, the things that help our computers, handhelds, and other devices run faster and process faster. So they obviously are talking about how that speed impacts the use of technology. But I thought one thing that was really interesting is how they are taking a strong initiative towards STEM, and that is education, science, technology, engineering, and math. Farai, they've invested and have made the announcement of $120 million going to the funding of programs that will continue to inspire, encourage, and support young minds, middle and high school kids, even in some cases early education, to get them inspired and educated about becoming the next scientist and technologist, because they're concerned about our global competitiveness in technology. So it wasn't all just about glitz and gadgets for them. They certainly had several of that. One real cool note from Intel, they had a car for I that was 4G, which is WiMAX technology, a very advanced, faster than Wi-Fi. But the car was connected to the Internet.
And it sounds like dangerous news when you're driving. I know that.
Yeah, but I was a passenger, so it was great for me.
All right. We have to let you go, but just one thing, literally a yes or no answer.
Okay.
Will the fact that iTunes is doing away with digital rights management make people buy more music?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we know it all. Mario, thank you.
Thank you, Farai.
Mario Armstrong is News and Notes regular technology contributor.